But we would, we went well on a picnic that way. We'd fill that truck, and we had a pressure cooker. Fireless cooker. I don't know that you've ever seen a fireless cooker like we had then. So it was about
that long. Could not land it on the horse.
And about this high, and it had two wells in it, and they were all soapstone line, you know, with the whole heat in. And then we had the heavy aluminum cooker that fit right down in there and had pressure hose. And we could put the soapstone heaters on the stove, on the gas stove, and heat those. Put them in the box and put your cooker with your roast beef or, you know,
chicken and rice.
Yeah, or beans and bacon or anything you want to put in there. And in 2 hours it'd be done on that soapstone. And if you want to bake a cake, you could put the cake down in there with soapstone on the bottom and one on the top, and it's cooked. So we'd fill those two wells with food and put it in there. And others would bring bread and pickles and whatnot, and we'd go on picnic.
And that day, it took all day to come and go, say, 7 miles.
Yeah, we went to Arch Creek,
which is now near Grinnell's Park. And that was a natural bridge, natural rock bridge, and that's where they spent the day.
No, well, Arch Creek is by Fulford then.
Yeah. Yes, it is, right up that far. They were all little towns.
And that took all day to go up there and come back.
But we kids would get under there and row the boat underneath it. Underneath it, on the natural bridge. Scare our parents a bit, but anyway, we had that.
Well, today I think they'd be more frightened than they were then, because people are more conscious of what could happen.
Mm. Well, there might have been more wild things.
Well, they had wildcats then.
Wildcats. And they did not know what was in the water.
I know one night he took a whole bunch of us down to Three Coconut Grove. I guess it was Mount Madison Hammock. It was out there somewhere. And we went on a picnic while he was taking care of his business down there. And we came back that night while the lights went out on the bus truck. But my two cousins were in there. They were teenage. Stepsister and I were teenage. And then they said, keep making noise back there so people know we're coming. So, wah-wah-wah.
These are fruit cookies. I know
here. These are cream.
I'll
take the cream.
You take the cream. But we had to cook it all right until we got through that, because the hammock then went all the way across the road down there to 3 or 4. So it was quite dense. And it didn't have as much population.
There's only one road down there then too.
And we did make a power. Old Frank was the one that was jumping up and down, because he knew a wildcat was going to jump out of it, because they were down
there. Well, how far was it down there?
He went on down the old...
Matheson House, about 11 miles.
They went down the old Cutler Road, and that takes you 197th, 200th Street.
And that's about almost about where I'm standing. I'm standing at 195th.
What?
Wait, well... The way that got started.
North.
Oh, okay. North of the beach. Oh. Well, I was in Leesburg, well, 2-3 weeks ago, and was in a Holiday Inn, and I said, well, it was getting close to 4th of July weekend, I said, better make reservations, because everything was closed.
Never know.
Right. So I looked in the book and found one of the cheaper ones I could find, you know, in the area, and I didn't realize how large the area was. It ended up way north.
It really takes you around. I know.
Now they tell me that you can go into a Holiday Inn here and make reservations at a Holiday Inn up there. Could they help you in deciding what part of the city you'd want to be in, or the section and so forth?
Yeah, they have a map of the cities.
You can make reservations in anyone in the country.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. There is some stipulation. I mean, you have to be in some reservation cases. You have to show before 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
oh, really?
And some of them before 6. It depends on the type.